Wellington Wrestling, shall we, with head coach of the Wellington Dukes. That is Bill Waters. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate the time. How you doing, first and foremost?
Great. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you guys doing this every year.
You got it. I'm sure this the wrestling season sneaks up on you every year, I would imagine, huh?
It does. It comes quicker every year, I think. But we're ready for it. We're excited.
And I know Tom asked you during the break there. This is year what for you over there at Wellington?
No, this is year five.
Year five. All right. Things kind of, you know, falling into place program-wise for you as you envisioned when you took over 5 years ago?
They are. We restructured some things down at the youth level and junior high. Hopefully start seeing some of the benefit of that here the next year. But numbers are increasing. They're still struggling a bit, but numbers are climbing, so it's a good thing.
Bill, I know the numbers have been thin, but certainly the quality was never thin. Your kids, you had some really outstanding kids last year. Fun to watch kids, and I think for me, as I watch the Wellington wrestlers, is that the Wellington wrestlers never stop wrestling. So that's a trademark of a Wellington wrestler. I think you kind of carry that over from John. That's one of those traits that you learn working with John. But until a hand's raised, a Wellington wrestler never stops wrestling. Talk about building that program a little bit. You lose some really quality kids. You got some holes to fill. What do you got coming back? And where are we going with it?
You know, the seniors we had last year were outstanding. I hated to see them go, but I'm excited to see them wrestle in college this year. So the thing is, the underclassmen, they picked up from some of those, you know, work ethics they had, and it's paying off. I think I've got two seniors in the room this year. One of them was drill partners with three-time state qualifier, so that pays off. I mean, it's huge. He comes back in as a captain this year. Sam Smith is a junior, stepping into that captain role. My other senior is Wade Bowman. He unfortunately missed a large portion of the season last year, didn't get to finish the year. He's hungry. He's ready to get back on the mat. Excited to see those two get after it. We've got the bulk of my team is made up of freshmen and sophomore, but most of them have came up through our youth program and through the junior high program. So they're fitting right in. The intensity in the room, they're getting used to that. So, you know, that go to the whistle blows till hands raised, that hasn't changed, and that's not going anywhere. And they embrace it. This point of the year, they're struggling, but they're getting in shape, and we're excited to see them up here in Avon Lake next week.
So you got to my next question there. You got some young guys. You're going to bring them up to the Cobos. That can sometimes be an eye-opener. Talk about the schedule. How do you provide opportunities for some of those veteran guys to get quality matches and still bring those younger kids along without getting them too beat up, banged up?
You know, our schedule hasn't lightened up at all. We're excited to, I mean, our schedule is jam-packed. We've got Cobos, we go out to Bellevue, the MIT. I have got the great seniors I had last year didn't get to wrestle in the MIT due to the pandemic and last year being canceled as well. Excited to get some of those experienced guys there. Even the younger guys, they're excited that they see that venue. They've watched it, you know, when they were younger growing up. They're excited to go there. So, I mean, it's kind of trial by fire. They're going to jump right in, and they're going to get their feet wet.
And what a lot of people don't realize is that I think Wellington might be one of those foundational programs down at the MIT. I think John started going back there way back when, and that was that. You guys have been probably one of the constants out at Medina for all those years. Talk to us about the league. You know, the LC8, Firelands and Keystone were kind of the king of the hill last year. Where do you think you fall into place there in the LC8?
You know, I think we're in the upper half. I'm excited that the wrestling in Lorain County in the conference has increased. I know some of these other schools are sporting great numbers. I'm excited for it. It raises the level of competition. It's only going to help in the conference. Hopefully our numbers follow suit here very shortly.
And I know I think you had one or two girls last year. Are they back this year? And, you know, with girls emerging a little bit, what does that look like over at Wellington?
We do. Right now we're looking at, we've got, I believe there's three girls on the team. Still don't have a 106-pounder. I'm trying to find a small kid in Wellington. I haven't found one yet. I've got three or four heavyweights. I just have no sixes.
It's usually the other way around.
I know. I was hoping to find a small female running around at one of the, you know, but the girls that we have back, they're younger, but they've been in through the youth program. They've been in it for a while, so excited to see them. at the high school level, especially with the new setup we have this year in the state. I know they're excited for it.
Talk to us about your assistant coaches, the help that you've got in the room to build that, rebuild that program over there, bring those numbers back up.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Coach Dan McNeely. He's been coaching with me for 5 years. I coached him in high school, been doing it a little while. Coach Budka, who was the head coach at EC last year, Tony Budka, he came on as a volunteer. He's helping coach at Wellington this year as well. Gary Huff, who I believe it was at Oberlin priorly, he's now coaching our junior high. And Coach Nick Fox as well. They've all been around for quite a while, got some experience in the room. And the kids work well with them and they respond well.
That's some veteran knowledge there. Goals for the season with this group?
Goals for the season, stay healthy. We've got a few that are nursing injuries from football. I hope to get them back in the room very soon. Stay healthy, learn, and watch our upperclassmen and learn from them. It's a growing year for us. And win.
There you go. Well, on the injury front, I certainly wish you some luck as well, Coach. I know, talking with Coach Howell throughout the course of the football season, he made me well aware of the fact that his team was rather banged up throughout the season. So hopefully some better luck for you guys on that front. But thank you, as always, for joining the show. We appreciate the time. And, again, I mean, you know, me and Tom will be bothering you, I'm sure, throughout the season. So thank you again.
Anytime.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck.
He is, head coach of the Wellington Dukes, Bill Waters, kind enough to join us here as Jared goes and hawks down.